From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, this is Music Depreciation, scored and conducted by Frank Duvall with the orchestra, Les Paul, his guitar and trio, and tonight's swing stars, Peggy Lee and Murray McEachern. Here's Music Depreciation. Here is your commentator, Rubenia Gaines.
Good evening. Once again to these halls of culture, we welcome artists who are dedicated to the highest calling of all, to plaster the masters. Tonight, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall presents, besides the Sinfonietta Philharmonica Gutbucket, such notables as Professor Lesky Paul, eminent master of the stringed lute, and our guests, Mademoiselle Peginella Lee, and Dr. Murray Schneider McEachern. The opening music, the Agitato Rallentando con Molto, Schubert Serenade, brings us a theme based on a nursery rhyme. The flute states the motif. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Whereupon the critics reply, what do you mean the cow is? Dr. Duvall. It is with a pleasure that mounts to the upper reaches of mad delirium that we welcome a first appearance tonight of Mademoiselle Peginella Lee. The diva's life has been an interesting one. When she announced her chosen career as a singer, her relatives commented sadly, "For generations our family has been on the Lee side. Now here's one from the windward." Music has always held a great interest for Mademoiselle Lee, and she looks forward to the day when a little of the capital will also be involved. She sings first the poem Romanza con Palpitato, Don't Take Your Love From Me. This work is indicative of the Mademoiselle's versatility, since her early success was earned in the singing of such spirited compositions as the agitated pizzicato to a neurotic kangaroo with a hot foot in a stubble field. Here is tonight's music. Appearance this evening of the peerless Professor Lesky Paul brings to mind his own eminence as a composer. Best known, probably, is his work dedicated to the memory of a rather gay friend, the pizzicato for Blatto Otto. The professor decided, after this composition, that music was his field. The critics plowed it under free of charge. He will play the maestoso arioso con Jackson, You Took Advantage of Me. The music presents the picture of a mighty eagle perched nobly on a high crag. He spreads his magnificent wings. Then a dramatic passage in which the eagle screams. This is the payday motif. And this is Professor Paul. Thank you. It is always an occasion of note when we are pleased to welcome such an eminent artist as Dr. Murray Schneider McEachern. It was our pleasure recently to hear a first playing of one of the doctor's original works. The composition opened in this fashion. Two inebriated grasshoppers playing leapfrog on an old discarded spinal column. When we invited the doctor to attend tonight, he replied in a voice ringing with emotion, and I quote, close quote. We will hear a combination of two symphonic works, Body and Soul and Stardust. Incidentally, Dr. McEachern he performs on the trombone, the trumpet, the saxophone, the piano, the clarinet, among others. These instruments are all played by two hands. There will be a meeting of the chiropractors immediately following the concert. In a moment, we will welcome a second aria from the brilliant diva, Mademoiselle Peginella Lee. As ardent admirers of the Mademoiselle are aware, her vocal delivery is known as the confidential variety. On her last public appearance, her delivery was so confidential that the audience went about in furtive whispers for the better part of a week. She has chosen the tone poem Sugar, arranged by the conductor in two lumps and three movements. The house lights are dim. As a matter of fact, they are out due to circumstances involving an electric bill. And here is the gifted Mademoiselle Lee in a lip reading of Sugar. Second appearance tonight of the brilliant Professor Lesky Paul suggests a quotation from the writings of Dr. Hyden C. Feinschnabel, eminent critic, composer, and consultant on music to the Left-Handed Triangle Players Guild of the Steel Puddlers Union. He says, and I quote, "Dr. Paul not only plays great music, he also inspires it. It was after a glimpse of the doctor that a great composer wrote the immortal melody, Television Requests Dark Glasses," close quote. The work we hear in a moment is titled Why Do I Love You, or the periodic return of last Thursday's giblets. The doctor, incidentally, began his profession as a poor traveling musician, but finally decided to cease putting his career in the lap of the rods. Dr. Paul. Thank you. The work that brings tonight's concert to a climax is the celebrated I Remember April. The composition is based on a theme that is built around two notes, the note D and the note A. The DA is repeated several times. The DA rests his case and the audience returns a verdict of guilty. Tonight's version is a concerto for Dr. Murray Schneider McEachern and the orchestra. It might be interesting to note that the doctor intended originally to become a physician. On his first day in medical college, he attended a lecture on the heart, the lungs, the muscles, and the bones. He was so impressed by this organ recital that he turned to music. Dr. Duvall, Dr. McEachern, the orchestra, the kitchen sink, and I Remember April. Thank you. This has been Music Depreciation. Ruben E. Gaines speaking. Good night, music lovers.
Music Depreciation has brought you Frank Duvall and the orchestra, the Les Paul Trio, and our guests, Peggy Lee and Murray McEachern. See you next Sunday, same time, for Music Depreciation. To listeners in Los Angeles and vicinity, you can attend Music Depreciation in person by writing to KHJ Hollywood 38 or tickets. Tony Lafrano speaking. For more experienced seamen in the merchant marine is the most critical manpower problem facing America today. We've got the ships, and we must have the Americans to man them. It's more than wartime work. It's a job with a future. Write the U.S. Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. This is Mutual.